You are standing before the church's main altar. Although doubts remain regarding its authorship, everything points to a commission given to the brothers Geronimo and Teodosio Sanchez Reda. Even though the stylistic features of the large Solomonic columns, decorated with floral elements, ears of wheat, and vine branches, suggest the design of the architect Hurtado Izquierdo, the altarpiece is conceived as a grand architectural structure, divided into two levels on a base. The first level is in turn divided into three sections by enormous Solomonic columns. The central section features a niche housing a beautiful image of the Immaculate Conception by José de Mora, notable for its rich polychromy. On either side are images of St. Rose of Viterbo and St. Rose of Lima by Diego de Mora. In the attic is a niche containing an early 16th century image of St. Peter. The niche is the most interesting feature in this church. It was designed by Geronimo Sanchez Rueda and Juan de Dios Santaella and was completed in 1739. With an octagonal floor plan and a fluted dome featuring oval windows supported by pilasters, it incorporates wood and stucco work as well as mirror inlays. This, combined with the undulating structure and the polychromatic decoration, creates a sense of exuberance and movement characteristic of the most ornate Baroque style. The image of the Virgin herself and her wooden pedestal, a work by Santaella decorated with cherubs, enhance the entire ensemble. The Immaculate Conception of San Pedro is recognized as the town's perpetual patroness. In the transept, the side altarpieces dedicated to St. Joseph on the Gospel side and to St. Francis and St. Benedict of Palermo on the Epistle side, to your right, stand out, where we also find the collaboration of Sanchez Rueda in altarpieces and José de Mora in sculpture. The magnificent collection of Niños de Pasión, Children of the Passion, preserved in this church in small display cases beneath the altarpieces, deserves special mention.